What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with BDC. What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good?
Not much, man. Not much. We back. We took a week off. Had some life changes. Ain't been a whole lot of gaming in my life, so BDC, like, he's going to carry this episode. But we in here. So what's been going on?
What's up? We had one of the biggest releases right now. You know, the Fortnite Season 4 new engine, Unreal 5. Yeah, Unreal 5 engine.
Hold up. They switched the engine on Fortnite? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
New graphics. It looks crazy. Like, I just got off of it just like maybe 10 minutes ago. It looks crazy. Like, I didn't want to get off. I got a couple of things to do today. You know, I gotta, you know, after this, I gotta go to the store real quick. I'm catching the Browns game. The Browns coming on, you know.
Yeah, Deshaun.
Watson coming back, going against his old team.
So, yeah, I gotta go watch that too. He playing the Texans. That's a big deal around here.
Yeah, and what's the name? The last quarterback got a win for him in the right direction, you know, to still got them a playoff spot right now.
So did
right
they
now.
Confirm so, he Deshaun is starting?
Oh, he's starting today. Starting. That was his last game. The other quarter, that was his last game. That's why he was so happy. He went out with a bang.
Yeah, I never heard Deshaun say nothing about it. I heard everybody else be like, oh, he's starting. Right, I was actually going to go to that game, and then I changed my mind last. I was like, I'm good. I didn't go.
That game going to be big. It's going to be like
it's going to be big.
Like a championship-type feel, I guess, to it. You know, what they're going to be going against their quarterback. You know, it's going to be some fans booing for what he did. And
yeah.
Some people loving him. You know, the Cleveland fans are loving him because they don't care.
They said his accusers are supposed to be at the game.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Texas brought the accusers to the game. It's kind of dirty. But, yeah.
Before we get into everything, though, we got a lot of video game-related movie news. A lot of movies, you know. Indiana Jones trailer they show, which they've been talking a little bit more about the game, a little bit more too. They said the game is supposed to be more, it's going to have a lot of, like, it's going to be inspired by a lot of games, they said.
I would imagine it's like an Uncharted, right? I mean,
I would assume like Uncharted mixed with Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that would seem like the game to go for.
They showed that trailer and it dropped, and man, that Indiana Jones, I'm like, man, for his last movie, he going to go out with a bang. Like,
yeah.
And it's rumors.
Man, he got what? Harrison Ford got to be what? 80?
He got, yeah, and you could tell in the trailer, like, man, you can tell in the trailer, he pushing his age.
They,
like,
need to go ahead and.
He probably got about 100 stunt dummies.
So you remember, I think it was the last Indiana Jones movie, they had Shia LaBeouf.
They try to give
and
him
then
the
And wasn't like his son? Wasn't Shia LaBeouf like his son or something in that movie?
I don't think he was his son. I only seen it once. Like, I gotta go back and see it again.
Yeah, it wasn't a really good movie. It was like The Crystal Skull, I think, was the last
one. The bad thing about that movie was a lot of people didn't like was it wasn't a bad movie. It was, I guess, like The Crystal Skull. Was it Crystal Skull?
Yeah, it was Crystal Skull.
It was like an alien.
Like an alien origin.
Which
yeah.
A lot of people didn't like at all because Indiana Jones stuff was supposed to be
mummies,
you know,
and
buried and ancient and. This is something from space, and but it makes sense. I
think
mean,
the pyramid turned into a spaceship or something at the end, didn't it? Or something crazy.
I gotta watch it again. I mean, he's a treasure hunter, though. Treasure hunter don't mean it's from the ground. It could be from anywhere.
Yeah, but I thought they were trying to push Shia LaBeouf as like his son or whatever, and then that was gonna be like the next. But that was what that movie was what 10 years ago now or something. That movie was a long time ago.
Might be long. Well, apart or something like that.
Yeah, that movie was a long time ago. But
I'm curious to see though. The video game, like, they haven't showed no footage of it yet.
No, last thing I heard about that was it's supposed to be a game Xbox exclusive, right?
It's
Game
Xbox
Pass day one,
yeah, which is, that means Game Pass. So,
yeah,
you know, you're not gonna have to buy
I really ain't heard nothing else about it. That was it.
They had a lot of trailers. Which one of the rumors I heard was the Into the Spider-Verse 2. I hear that they might have the Spider-Man from the Insomnia games in it, which that would be cool if they did.
Okay.
I hear it because, you know, they go to different universes and stuff that. One of my homeboys is telling me, I haven't read it exactly. I didn't see the new trailer yet. That's the only trailer I'm behind on. Like, I saw the Transformers. I saw the, what was the other one? The Guardians. I think didn't they have some event? They had an event where they showed all these trailers, right? Overseas or... they showed the Guardians event, then they showed the trailer, the Guardians, and then they showed the Ant-Man trailer.
Let's see.
It's been dominating the video game news. I'm like, man, like it ain't no real news to report. So all these trailers and stuff like that have been dominating the video game news. You know it's bad when you gotta find something, but I mean it's still some of it's video game related. You know, we get a Guardians of the Galaxy game, we got, you know, a Spider-Man game and stuff like that. So and we got this Transformer movie that came out of nowhere, like you know, Beast Wars. That looked pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie.
Look, go ahead. Well, hold
I ain't
on.
gonna lie, I didn't see that, you know, and
Yeah,
you
I
know.
seen the Beast Wars one. And we can go
Yeah,
ahead
that
and
looked
watch the
pretty
trailer
cool.
now if you want, real quick. It's only like 2 minutes.
The Beast, which one?
Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, go ahead and watch it. Put it on for people.
All
You
right,
know what I
let's
mean? That'll give us something give us something to do and talk about.
see.
I haven't seen it yet. You seen it? I haven't seen it.
No, I have not. Hold on.
I'm kind of mad about that. The first movie that it took me so long to watch. Like everybody was like, literally, it's like that's the best Spider-Man movie. Like that's the best Spider-Man movie. And I'm like, it's a cartoon. Like I'm thinking it's a cartoon still. So, you know, but when I watched it, I was like, man, like good movie, sad, feel good, everything. Like that movie was really good. So I'm definitely looking forward to the sequel. And it's not gonna take me that long to watch it this time now that I know it's good. So
All right, I'm gonna share it with sound so you can hear.
you got HBO Max, right?
No, I don't, but I
Oh,
mean, I
there
could
you go.
watch
Yeah, about to say
anything.
Black Adam is gonna be on there this week.
Yeah, it's been up for a minute on my little stuff, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, you say your little stuff. He said, I
right,
already got a clear
all
copy of it.
right, here go the trailer. You see it?
Yep.
All right. Post Malone, huh?
Is that Post Malone? Every time I'm leaving. Oh yeah, you know what that is, bro. I hate that I like the song, though. I not like Post Malone that much.
You got a minute?
Oh, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gwen, how did she? How did you get? How have you been?
It's a long story. Is this the room you grew up in?
Good thing he wasn't doing nothing else.
I know, right? She just
My
appeared.
dorm room is very
He
adorable. Right.
embarrassed of his toys.
Hey, are these your drawings?
What? No,
That's
no.
good.
See, if this had been the other way around, he would have got in trouble. He just
Yeah,
popped up
police
in
would
her
have been
room.
there.
I miss you too.
Okay. So, what are you doing here? I mean, I thought
Who
I
is she? She's
could.
another spider,
See,
spider
Spider
versus
Gwen, right?
Want to get out of here?
Probably. I don't know his whole universe right there.
I.
Yeah, I think it's Spider
He got
Gwen.
some webs though, like it was nothing.
Bummer. What? Is Spider-Man
Yeah, Spider
grounded?
Gwen.
Oh, okay. She was in the first movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I.
Is this the new trailer or the last one? I thought I saw this.
Is it the last one? I don't know. I don't think I've seen either one of them.
Okay, this is the old one.
Oh, this is the old one?
Unless it's some new stuff they show.
Oh. We here now, though.
Yeah, I definitely. I was about to say, I've seen this before, and I'm like, hold on, maybe that's how it starts off.
Yeah, might.
Yeah, that's the old one
Oh,
for
it's the old
sure.
one? Okay. All
Yeah,
right,
that's
look.
the old one for sure. Might have a new one on there,
Let's
but
go
you gotta
find a
look at
new one. Hold
the
on, hold on.
hours it's been on because it's only like it's probably less than 24 hours.
Oh, this is hold on. We'll find it. Go ahead and fill us in with something else while I find that trailer. See what else you got going
Yeah,
on.
they that trailer debuted yesterday, so it can't be no more than like probably about 15 hours long or
The
yeah,
future of
posted.
blasters is here.
Yeah.
But that
Eggshot
first trailer was
skins.
good too,
Choose
though. That
different.
was
Choose
a, like a
Eggshot
super tease
skins.
right there.
There are more than
Right there,
100,000
it just literally
combined
ended
average annual automotive,
where
diesel,
the
and
first
welding
one
job
ended at.
openings.
So it started where the first one ended.
Let's
The sun is
see.
out today, man. Don't let it fool you. You see it in my face. Don't let it fool you though. Like it's cold as hell. It's about like 40 or something outside. You be like, man, let me put my shorts on a t-shirt and go outside. Like, nope.
So would you like to see a Spider-Verse game? Like, I know they had a Miles Morales, but like
They teased it a little bit
maybe
with the
something in
skin
that art
and
style or something.
they teased it with the skin, and they actually had an art style with that game before, like with that style before. The one where you play four different Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Where it was like stealth, and one was like, they had the style before, but they actually had the outfit and the little glitchy, the way it moves.
Yeah.
They had that in the Spider-Man game, one of the outfits. So, I mean, they probably won't do it, but I mean, they could.
I'm trying to find, like, they got it up, but I'm trying to find, like, the right one here.
I'm going to say, like, IGN or...
Yeah, let me hit IGN's and just see if I can get the right, correct one. Because I don't want to get nothing with nobody else's reaction in it or nothing, you know? Like, oh, whoa.
Like, oh, I was on Audio Oddity.
Look at that.
But they, they've been showing a lot of stuff this week, a lot of just movies and trailers and stuff like that. It's been a good week for games more than movies.
Yeah.
Or movies, I should say. Sorry, let me move my mic.
More for movies.
My mic might sound funny. I did not know it was down there. What the hell? Hopefully it sound. Did you hear me normally or like regular?
Yeah, you sounded, you know, like you.
Okay, I'm gonna say I had it kind of down a little bit. I'm like, I didn't know it was down. I had
See, I don't know what you want. I don't know. I'm going to leave this alone because I don't want to play what. I don't waste more time on it.
Just look at the time, the hours on it. You're on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I sorted. Yeah, I did. I sorted by hours, but it's like these all different ones. But I'm not sure if they have. Let me look at this one real quick.
It's about time.
All of them got like people talking and stuff in them.
Let's go to IGN. Just type in IGN. And then go to their trailers, and they should have it right there. That should be the last trailer they posted.
All
right,
let me check it out. Let me see. Oh, look, I think I had IGN up already, didn't I? I don't see.
Yeah, IGN, everybody reviews, know that's my go-to site right there for like movies and games. And I like IGN. I mess with IGN.
Oh yeah,
I haven't agreed with all the reviews that much.
I know. We'll talk about that in a little bit too. IGN and their reviews.
The one thing I can say is, I mean, that's their honest review, then cool. But, you know, some of them reviews don't make sense. Like, even when you listen to them and read them, they don't make sense. Like, especially the NBA one. The NBA one is kind of crazy to me. How they said it was one of the best games and all that, and best 2Ks, and they bash it for microtransactions.
They got the Fortnite 4. Yeah, they don't got it up yet. The latest one, they don't have it up yet. It's good. But you were talking about that Fortnite one. They got like that. They got that stuff up and all that. All right, it's good.
I know they got it. I seen it on IGN. It's all good.
It's good. Yeah, I don't see it in their
on YouTube. They separate their stuff.
Like,
they
I don't see it in their top. Like their trailers. The last trailer they posted was like 3 minutes ago. But then it's like, you know, 19.
Even Disney will post it up. Or Marvel YouTube page will post it up officially.
Yeah,
it was a big trailer.
Yeah, I know.
That was the last trailer they showed yesterday.
That's what I'm shocked at. Marvel.
That trailer, that was the last official trailer. They showed the one day they showed the Guardians.
Yes, without spoiling anything.
Indiana Jones.
The answer is yes.
And Ant-Man. And then the next day, I was like, oh, man, like they released another one into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that's what I'm shocked that Marvel don't have it up like that. Because normally they will have it like. Yeah, the last thing they did was Midnight Suns one day ago. Huh.
But yeah, we could talk about the releases that came out this week was pretty good. Marvel Midnight Suns came out this week.
Yeah.
Need for Speed. Yeah. Unbound.
You got that, huh?
The Callisto Protocol that came out. Three games all in one day, which Need for Speed Palace Edition came out Tuesday, but technically, the real release date is still, you know, yet Friday. So, three good games came out. One game kind of broken. They say on PC.
let's talk about Need for Speed. Need for Speed first. Go ahead and give your. How long you been playing it? Like a couple hours.
I got like 13 hours in Need for Speed. I passed my 10-hour trial already. If you know, a lot of my friends played the little 10-hour trial.
They do got that 10-hour trial on Xbox.
Man, one of the best looking games. Like even let me get my facts right before I mention it or before I say it. But Need for Speed, they say it's officially one of the best Serious S games.
Oh, okay. To run on series, you mean like to run on series?
Yeah, it runs at a steady 60 frames.
Yeah.
Let me get my facts right first. It don't even go 1080p. It ain't even 1080p.
What is it?
It's like, let me go to it. I'm clicking on it right now as we speak. When I seen it, I was like, what? I never even heard of that before.
1080p. Is it running at like 720, 2160?
Okay, so
1440.
The game runs... Well, while we get into that, while I find the article, the game is one of the best looking games, like graphic wise.
Yeah,
and I'm talking from PS5 X, really good. They say on the S, the online and offline is separate. It's like GTA, you know, you get a story and stuff like that. You get to play, and the story seems like it's pretty long. I haven't beaten it yet. ASAP Rocky is in it. If you like the hip hop. You know,
they said he like voices. Midnight Club. I seen something like he voices a car horn or something.
Yeah, he got his own horn, and people say it's funny. I ain't seen it yet. I keep forgetting about it when I get on, but yeah, the story is pretty cool. The most popular thing you're gonna see people talk about the game is the dialogue, you know. But of course, you can't get a bunch of black people in the game, and it's gonna sound legit. Of course, they're gonna say corny stuff like, "Hey, you know, good race, and we got you,
or, we got you, bro."
Lay low for a little bit, you know, for the cops. Like, I mean, you gotta be. It's still Need for Speed. This ain't GTA. You know, they ain't gonna use the N-word and other stuff like that. So of course, it's gonna be a little cheesy. You know,
that's funny.
Yeah, they say stuff like they say corny stuff, and the cops be saying corny stuff like, "Yeah." He must have disappeared, or I can't find him. Or we got to get on him. Like they said, the cops be saying corny stuff. Like I'll be laughing at some of the stuff. Like, man, this is what I needed in Saints Row. Like I needed this kind of humor in Saints Row a little bit. That's so, sad with Need for Speed more funnier than Saints Row.
So, but how's the gameplay? You like the
for me, it's cool.
Cause you played like you didn't play all the Need for Speeds, right? For most part.
Now, I skip some of my Call of Duty. Some of like the, I didn't like Heat that much. I played Heat, and a lot of people compare this to Heat, like the free roam aspect of it. So yeah. Like some of the stuff, yeah. I mean, when you get free roam games, it's gonna be a lot of the same stuff. So, you know, but this game is like I like to call it like Forza Horizon.
Yeah,
I like to call it like a urban Forza.
Okay, I got you. Like that ain't bad. Nothing wrong with that. I like Forza. Yeah.
Yeah, it has the jumps. It has the even before Forza, Need for Speed was doing Burnout was doing this already. Burnout Paradise was doing it.
Yeah.
You got the signs, the jumps, and all that, and then you know you got the cops. But this game, it kind of gives you a if you play Dying Light,
the new one or the old one or any
Dying Light 2.
No, I didn't play Dying Light 2.
Well, it's Dying Light 1, 2, you could say, but the point of the story in this game, without telling the story, is at daytime, you're going to do missions and races and stuff like that. It's kind of easy. It's kind of easy and less cops, you know, because it's daytime.
Yeah.
You know, so, but every race you do has a heat. Like, you know, it might be, if you do this event, it might have like a half. You know, you do that one, it might have a full heat. And it's five total. So, you know, when you do the day, you know, then you go to night.
Yeah.
You can do a calendar. Okay, I'm done now. You know, I want to make more money and stuff like that. Up to, you know, the stakes. That's how I go to night. When you go to night now, there's more cops. The heat goes on you from the daytime to night. So, some of the races at night go to three heats. So, you know, you make your money. And you got a calendar. So on that day, when that day ends, you keep your money. But let's say if you rolling with 30,000, you did a bunch of races at night and night, you know, day and night, you got 40,000, 50,000. You get called by the cops once, you're done. They take your money. So it's almost like, you know, if you get to 40,000 and you got three bars, three heats, you might want to be like, you know what? Let me start the next day, go to the garage and you know, start tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you might get greedy and be like, you know what? Damn, that race is like, you know, a $10,000 reward. And it gives me two more heats. So you got five. When you get five heats, or even four, I say, you get spike strips. They be throwing out the spike strips. They be throwing out the helicopter. So it's hard. So you got to think, like, you know, and you got to grind on this game. This one of the first EA games where they don't, it's no microtransactions or nothing like that. So you got to think, you know, I'm rolling with 20, 40, or, you know, 30,000, 40,000. Do I really want to risk that? So it's almost like a gamble.
Yeah, you know? I got you.
And they got drift tournaments, regular racing tournaments. You know, it's a, you got to risk it. Oh, this is the trailer of it?
This? Yeah, here you go, the trailer. Some of it.
But you got to risk it, though. Shit, you know,
let's do it.
And then we go online. Like, yeah, it's
they say it pays the cost to be the boss. Time to show who's in charge.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's definitely worth it. Like, I bought some palette with this shit. Put $10 more, you know. You get $150,000 for it. Worth it. Like, it's
so
worth everything.
Was this a 60s? This was a $70 game?
$70 game, and I paid $80.
Huh.
You get a discount if you got Game Pass or if you're on EA Play. Or
you said you play 80?
Yeah.
Why 80? What'd you get?
You get the extra money and the, you get four cards for online. You get all these extra effects. Like, you get effects on the game.
Oh, you bought like a deluxe edition or something?
This is the game I was waiting on. Like, you know, this is one of the games I was waiting on for the end of the year. Like, this is my last game, so you're not going to see me talk about buying no other games unless, like, I find something cheap. But Need for Speed was it for me for the rest of the year. Like,
I got you.
You know, I picked Sonic over Batman. I'll get Batman later on, you know. But Need for Speed was it. You know, some people, I know people looking at that Midnight Suns. That game is cool, too. But, you know, I'm just not a turn-based person.
I never was, like, a SOCOM type turn-based. Yeah,
strategy and, you know, go attack this. Like, it looked cool. Like, I wouldn't mind watching somebody play it.
Yeah.
And then Callisto Protocol, I hear, is really not worth the $70 because that game is, like, I hear 8 hours.
So, okay. So, we'll transition into that. So, I went and read up on Callisto Protocol in the review.
But hold on. Before we end this, though, I will say I will give Need for Speed a go. Like, if you like Need for Speed Unbound, if you're a fan of Midnight Club, Horizon, Burnout games, really good to get. I highly recommend, you know, if you got it on Game Pass or you got Game Pass or EA Play on PlayStation, recommend it. So that's it for that. I'm done with that. I'll tell you the story. We'll talk about the story more next week. I'm in the story, but I'm not like super, super deep. Like, it's like I think three events is going to cover the story. I only did the first event, so I have more on it next week, and you should try it out yourself, man. You got Game Pass, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would try it out. You know, that 10 hours go by quick, though. Like, I got 12 hours in there. I didn't even know I had 12 hours today until I looked. I was like, damn. Like, well, okay, I'm done with that. I give it a go for Need for Speed, though.
Yeah, okay. So Need for Speed, definitely recommend it, put it that way.
Highly recommend, if you like Burnout and all that stuff like that. You know, it's Criterium, I think it's the developer name. They make nothing but good games, nothing but good racing games.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, all right. So, like, Callisto Protocol, I read the, like, I watched the reviews, IGN, and I watched the reviews on GameSpot. And I mean, it seemed, I mean, they were like favorable.
Really detailed splashes of blood and guts.
You know, they was like,
unfortunately, while the
they didn't have nothing bad to say about it.
It's not considered a bad game. I hear more people complain that, like, you know, like IGN gave it a 7, and they said a lot of stuff that I'm okay with. Like, you know, like the action gets repetitive, the shooting gets a little repetitive, like, you know, just the kills, like, because they say you get killed really crazy. Like, you know, the enemies, like, squish your head sometimes, they throw you in, you know. A lot of stuff they say I was okay with. Like, yeah. I was like, okay. You know, when you play GTA, you gonna have to go pick up somebody. You gonna shoot. Like, every game could get repetitive in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, to me. And by this game being 8, 9 hours, some people said 10, 11 hours, that's not long. You know, I could see if it was a 60-70 hour game like that, you know, and that would be repetitive if you're just doing the same thing over and over and over. But to me, the thing about what made me wait was the price tag.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can see it, right? It's graphically, it looks cool. It looks
people
like
say it's one of the best looking games, hands down.
Huh? What'd you say?
People say it's like a lot of reviews say it's one of the best looking games, hands down.
But it's just that you don't think is worth the money. And you know, that's a decision that gamers gotta make these days, man, with buying these games. Like even at $59.99, people was like, ooh, is that a $60 game? Now at $69.99, you really making some decisions like, oof.
I mean, to me, you know, if you got the money and like these type of games, it's a no brainer. Like, I would get it. I never really played Dead Space like that. And, you know, if it's something I really want, it don't really matter. Like, you know.
Yeah, of course.
If you receive worth $80, you get it early and all that. I think it really is because you're going to be playing online in the long run. But to me, that game to be $70, I don't know if I beat it in 2 weeks. Am I going to play it next year, or am I going to play it weekly, or if I beat it? I don't. Like, you know, I would better play Need for Speed. I know Need for Speed, this is something I'm going to be playing 3 months down the line, 4 months down the line. You know, just that game is not, I probably won't. I won't say maybe. I just won't be playing it in no 4 months unless I didn't beat it.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. You know, a lot of people say the dodging is like, you know, it's easy. And, you know, I hear the dodging is like boxing almost, like a boxing game. You seen in the trailer you showed it, he dude was like.
Yeah, so like one of them, I think it was it IGN's review was like, it's too easy. They was like, the game's kind of too easy. And then GameSpot kind of said the opposite, but, you know, that's given. GameSpot gave it a 5, I think. And GameStop gave it a 5, and IGN gave it a 7.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's been getting more good reviews than, like, it's been getting more 7s and 8s than like, 4s and 5s. Like, I've seen it get more. I think on Metacritic, it averaged, or something like that, it's like an average of, like, I think 70% or something like that, or 69.
So, I mean, for me, it's going to be one of them things. I'm pretty sure this game will be down. It'll probably have a sale pretty quickly. Next few months, it'll be on a sale.
It's something I want to get, but it's like, I got Batman. I want other stuff. You know, I'm into Sonic. If I was already ahead of my games and beat a lot of my games, I might have picked it up, you know, maybe. But there's no rush. It ain't like the game's going nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna change if you get it next month or 3 months from now. It ain't gonna change.
Yeah.
It'll be better as far as, like, you know, little minor glitches and stuff like that. So
yeah, it'll be something I'll pick up on when it drop in price a little bit or some, or, you know, some kind of deal. I'll pick it up on that. I'm very selective about, especially since I don't play my games like right away most of the time. If it's a God of War, if it's a GTA, okay, you can have my $70. That ain't no thing. I even pre-order maybe sometimes. But some of these games, like a Callisto Protocol or Sonic Frontiers, or, you know, something like that, I'm kind of like, you know, I don't know.
I've been waiting on Sonic, man, for years.
Let me see. Yeah, I've seen you playing that. It looked pretty good. It looked kind of like a Mario Odyssey, but Sonic.
Yeah, it's Mario Odyssey / Breath of the Wild.
I think I'm gonna pick that up on Switch. Breath
of the Wild more a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pick it up on Switch. But I heard it play. I think it was you telling me, huh? You got it on Switch, huh? Or you got it on?
I'm gonna play PlayStation
5. Oh, okay. Somebody told me it plays really good on Switch. Somebody was telling me that. But
I heard some people say it, but now I hear some people say don't get it on Switch. But man, I got people, a lot of people play it on
people
Switch.
People always be saying don't get anything on Switch because they be like,
I'll get Pokemon on Switch.
if it ain't like a first party a first party game, people be like, nah, don't worry about it. Speaking of go ahead.
One of the biggest pieces of news I read this week is kind of unexpected. Nobody asked for it, but everybody is loving it. Is Monster Hunter Rise?
It's coming to Game Pass, huh? Yeah,
PS5.
Yeah, I heard that
game. Reason why I didn't get that game, you know, is because it when I played the demo, it was at 30 frames, and the graphics was choppy. Like, you could tell they really wanted to push it. They pushed that system, or they pushed the system to the limit, and it's just like,
because it was exclusive to Switch, right? Yeah,
you could tell though the developer kind of ain't satisfied. With Capcom is not satisfied with that, because you throwing it on Xbox and promoting, you promoting out the door that is 4K 60 frames. That's out the door. You got that all in the trailer. So you letting people know, hey, you know, this good game is running good. Like, you know, well, graphics is enhanced. And I seen that, and I was like, man, okay. So it's like a year old game or something.
So that was one
game
of my
pass.
Thoughts.
Like, oh man, Game Pass. Okay.
So that was one of my thoughts when I think, what was it? A couple weeks back, when they was blaming Gotham Knights on developing for the Series X, you know, called it a potato and all that, you know. Yeah. Well, what about all these games that get developed cross-platform for, like, the Switch to the PlayStation 5 and all that? I never heard nobody say, oh, the Switch a potato. That's why my game messed up, you know, because we had developed for Switch.
They got the excuses. Most of these games that come out next gen and go to Switch, they be on the cloud. They just throw it on the cloud, and it's just like, man.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
They did take some shots.
What?
They did take some shots at EA. Took some shots at you know, I seen not just EA, but a few developers took some shots at Need for Speed when they said how, you know, nice looking that game is and how it runs at a steady 60 frames, and I think it's like 1290 or something it runs at. I didn't find the article, but it runs over, you know, over 1080p.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that proves right there the Series S is not a couch potato, they say.
Man, you about to send me into another Nintendo rant over here, man. I can't stand it. They've been getting away with this forever. They make this
Nintendo get away because, oh, it's on the cloud.
Yeah, man, their system is so much worse than the rest of the system.
It's bad now. It's getting to the point now where it's a fact. It's a fact now, because you can't even get your own game working right. You know, your own game is broke.
Oh, so
that's their fault.
Hey, was one of the things I had wrote down. Let's get into that.
Scarlet, so, and you know what? Yeah. Before you get into that, it was Scarlet, and then it was No More Heroes. No More Heroes was developed on Nintendo,
so,
too.
Right now, I'm talking about Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, right?
And what's the difference? This is like, well, you get a different character. You got people buying both of them just to get another extra character.
Well, okay, so we can go. Shout out to IGN Game Scoop. I was listening to that over, I was driving this weekend, and I listened to them. And they were talking about why they always have like these two Pokemon games, you know, Pearl and Diamond, you know, Red and Blue, whatever, you know. And they said it was
money.
Well, okay, so one of them, yeah, okay, money, of course, so they can sell two games.
You can literally put one game and just have one as an add on or something for extra 20 or some dollars, but they make you pay full 60.
But the reason they also give the reason of is, they want, so the guy who invented this, and I'm probably getting this story, I'm telling an abbreviation of this story, it's a longer story, but the guy who invented this, he was playing a video game, and in this certain video game, they had these items, but in his friend had another version of the game, and they had different items. So he was like, man, I wish we could trade his items to my game, because they are similar games. So when he created Pokemon, he created two of them, like a Pearl, you know, all this Scarlet and Violet and all that. So the idea of it is that you can trade, like if if I have Violet and you got Scarlet, me and you could trade different items back and forth across our game.
Yeah.
That's the idea of it. Personally, so they brought up a good fact in there. If Call of Duty said, oh, we're going to have Call of Duty Black and then Call of Duty Blue, and then said, oh, y'all can trade, we would throw a fit if Call of Duty came out with two games like that. We would throw a fit.
And people be doing that with Pokemon. Oh, the case look good. Yeah. I might have to buy it.
That's what I'm saying. Somehow, like Nintendo, Pokemon gets away with it, and we just kind of overlook, and we never say anything.
I mean, they overlook it, just like Nintendo's remasters come out, and they the same as the Switch
same
version.
As Switch, yeah.
Or same as the Wii U version.
Yeah, Skyward Sword. Drops
Mario Kart Deluxe.
Mario Kart Deluxe.
I guarantee you don't look that much different than the Deluxe on the Wii U.
No, it probably does not. So anyway, back to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. This is what they said about it. Multiple reviewers received early access to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet and reported they experienced several gameplay bugs and performance issues. Some were relatively minor, like visual clipping and invisible Pokemon, while others were much more serious, like heavy frame rate drops or the game crashes.
So. Yeah, I hear most people I know that I work with, and I work with a lot of people to play it, is mostly is it when they're in the free roam world, when it's in the free roam.
Yeah.
I hear, like, when you're riding a motorcycle across, like, you know, going to places, and that's where it really, the game is not really open world. Nintendo can't do that right. That's why No More Heroes used to do that. Like, the buildings be popping up and you driving and stuff, just like, it's like, man.
So,
come
you
on,
know what?
Like,
I remember a rumor back when, okay, so right after the Wii U, right, when Nintendo was about to die, and like everybody thought that was it when the Wii U failed. And everybody was like, oh, man, who going to buy Nintendo? So maybe Sony. You know, we thought Nintendo was going to go like Sega. Like, they were just going, we thought we was going to see Mario on PlayStation soon. Like, it got that bad. This was before the Switch. So I heard rumors that Nintendo was going to take one last, like, you know, jab at it and make, like, it. I even had a code name, I think. Not Nintendo gave it, but I think probably just fans.
I think it was Revolution.
Yeah, it was like Revolution or Nintendo NXS or something like that. It was like and it was going to be like a power, like something to compete with like PlayStation and Xbox. Like, it was going to be a powerful graphic thing type deal, right? But then we got the Switch, which that saved, you know, that saved Nintendo big time.
That was my last try. Like, if this system would have flopped, I probably wouldn't even look at Nintendo like that.
So, and to me, the Switch. So the Switch did not flop at all. The Switch is a huge success. But so from the feeling I get around like older gamers, like me, you, grown-ups, I mean, my kids love the Switch, right? You know, they can grab it, pick it up, play their little games.
I would go as far as to say it's probably my top three systems of all time. Oh, like, the Switch is up there.
Probably
the
easy.
Is, like, I always make fun of Switch, but I got about a solid 20-30 games I can just play all year. I got a lot of games on there. Just these graphics is kind of starting to hurt it, and Pokemon is proving it.
Well, it seems
Pokemon
like later
is the poster of it. They need a pro system or a new system.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it seems like the later in its life cycle it gets, the more we down to like, man, like, you can't. Is Gotham Knights even on Switch?
Is that, that's only on next gen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't even get. You can't even.
They
get
said
games.
Midnight Suns is gonna be on there at a later date. I mean, it might be Cloud. Or,
you got.
And that's a turn-based game.
You got FIFA. You got FIFA. Just like, look, man, we just gonna rebrand the same game and put it on there. We ain't even trying.
They get made fun of that every year.
Yeah, we not even trying. That game is like, I saw that game for like $17.99 on Switch. Like FIFA 23, not 22. FIFA 23, like $17.99. So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's definitely the lesser.
You know what's
system.
Crazy though is 2K always dog EA because 2K always get their game on there with everything.
It's on
like,
there.
They get everything and it runs good. It's 30 frames and everything.
Hey,
it
we used to play 2K19 and 20 when I used to
Nintendo
work.
Nintendo Switch is like the one thing about the Switch is it's a good system. You really, if you want to put in the work, you really got to have a good developer.
Yeah, a like, really good developer. Cool.
Now these developers has been better. It's been better developers than the bad ones because I forgot what game they say was bad. They looked worse. What was that? Or what was it called? Alan Wake. They said worse. They said they found a way to make it worse than the 360 version.
It was bad.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. My homeboy. Well, not even homeboy. RGT. You know, shout out to him on YouTube. I ain't gonna say homeboy like I know him in person, but I know him. I watch his videos. When he showed the videos, the shadows was off. You didn't even see some of the shadow. He was like, how come they just couldn't put, they didn't put the ported, they didn't put the old version of the game. They put the ported version. He was like, please, just put Alan Wake on there from the 360 version. Don't just, put the ported version on there. Like, it's okay. Like, he was like, I'll just be cool with just playing Alan Wake on here. What is this? He was showing like no shadows and the person's face was all clear. Just like, it was just like, man, like, how do you mess up an old 360?
An undeveloped
game.
They
did that with Saints Row the Third. That game had flickering and it was like, you know, jumping and weird stuff going on. They fixed some of it, but like, come on, Saints Row was a 360.
So here's my question to you. Do you think the next, whatever you want to call it, Switch Pro, Switch 2, whatever, You think that's going to be more powerful or just as powerful as like a Series S maybe?
It better be. I say that. It better be. So, I'm curious to see with this Pokemon game running that bad. Like, is this the reason why we ain't getting Metroid or Zelda yet? Are they trying to hold back or?
I'm sure.
Metroid is a pretty graphical game.
Just think about it, man. If you think about if a Pokemon game run like that, what do you think Breath of the Wild 2 gonna run like?
I know, man. Metroid is a graphical game too, so
yeah. What do you think that's gonna run like?
Even Splatoon runs at 30 frames. Like when you in the like the lobby, it runs 30 frames.
Yeah.
And the gameplay online runs 60.
That's
but
what
when
I'm saying.
In the lobby,
so
it runs all choppy. You're like, whoa.
So
like,
they need to find a way to make a, you know, at least a, you know, Switch Pro or whatever, at least as powerful as a Series
it's
S.
It's been
minimal.
Rumors that they've been working on it, but I don't know if it's a chip shortage or some kind of something. They need to do something fast. And then you got the Steam Deck, you know, is just killing it. The Steam Deck has been doing really good in numbers.
The only thing really holding back, you know, from what I hear from like a lot of people who game, who I'm around, is the price of the Steam Deck. Is that's like if the Steam Deck was like $399 or you know something like that, I think everybody would have one.
Do you have a Steam account?
Yeah, I got a Steam account. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on one second.
What's wrong?
I need my mic just for a second.
What, you got a discount or something? You finna hook me up? anyway. So we're gonna let BDC do what he doing.
Okay, one second. What was I saying? Oh yeah. I wanted to tell you real quick, and everybody else, you know, if you've been wanting a Steam Deck, sign up. Go to the Steam account. I tried to do it, man. I got so mad.
Okay.
You go to the Steam account and you register to watch the awards.
Okay.
You register to watch the awards. They're giving a Steam Deck away every minute.
What?
Of the show. It's been all over the internet. You never seen it?
No.
They said that Steam Deck has been doing so good and they say they got so many made that they giving away one. It was on our IGN too. I tried to register for it and guess what it said?
What? Too many people.
I'm not a loyal Steam.
Like,
you got to be. I guess you had to have some kind of purchases from last year's November.
Yeah,
to this year.
I have never bought nothing from Steam. So
yeah, they don't want anybody just jumping on there doing it just for that. So they actually treat their fans right. You know,
I'll be buying my Steam.
I was kind of hurt. One of my friends told me, and I was kind of hurt. I was like, man, like.
Yeah, I'll be buying my Steam Deck. It looked like because I'm definitely not a. I don't think I ever purchased a game, not lately anyway, off of Steam like that. Not enough anyway.
Yeah, even if it's just a small purchase, it's just a purchase.
Yeah, but I definitely go try.
Year.
You never
Why
know.
You need from November of last year?
Yeah, maybe. I'm going
to
try.
When you go to your account, when you go to the Steam Deck register, just hit giveaway on your social media.
Yeah.
When you hit giveaway and sign into your Steam Deck, it'll let you know instantly. Like when I went, it was like, yeah, you're not qualified. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it tells you why you're not qualified.
Damn. That's on your Steam account?
Hurt. I'm like, man, like even my homeboy was like, man, hopefully one of my friends at least win one. They said one every minute and it's the high tier one. It's the 512 gig.
And that's during the awards, right?
You just watch the awards on their website on the Steam, and they're giving away one every minute of
that's
the show.
Crazy.
I was hurt. I was thinking about that when I laid down that night. I was like, man, if I would have knew that, I would have went on the website. You know, between now and then, I would have bought a $10 DLC or something just to get a chance to enter.
Yeah. Huh?
I was like, man, but they, you know, they do. I like the fact that is loyalty because you know everybody and their mama gonna be trying to do it and you gonna get people who don't even care about Steam like that but at the same time if you win you gonna have a Steam account and buy stuff though.
Yeah,
like, you know, if I win I'm gonna buy stuff. I buy stuff on Switch and Nintendo, you know, Xbox, PlayStation all the time.
Yep, I gotta remember my Steam account. But anyway, regardless whether I'm able to enter it or not, I'm still gonna buy a Steam Deck.
Yeah, just try to just see if you can. I mean, I did it, and it was like, nope. A couple of my friends did it, and they said, yeah. So, you know, because they bought, you know, a lot of my friends. I'm the only one who really don't have Steam like that, but.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. One every minute. That's going to be cool.
Yeah,
but anyway, so.
Every minute of the show, they said. And that show was like 2 hours.
But
2 to 3 hours.
Anyway, so even with the competition from Steam and everything, hopefully Nintendo steps up, like, because that's crazy. That is crazy that it's like so much less like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just nuts to me.
If Nintendo start falling off like this, that's crazy. You gonna start seeing Steam Deck. It might not catch up directly, but it's gonna take a lot of those customers away.
Yeah, big.
This is just the beginning. You know, this is just the beginning of it. You know, so Nintendo better step their game up because their next system is gonna be critical. The next system could be the end, you know, if Steam Deck and other systems keep capitalizing off of it. You know, this is like, man, the thing that Nintendo have really is their games.
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what Nintendo is like, I guess you could say, like ace in a hole.
Yeah, that's their ace. They got Mario Kart Smash. Yeah,
you know, they do own Mario and all that, and people are always going to want to play that. I mean, you know how that go. So, I don't know, man. Hopefully they step up. Hopefully we get something better than what they offering. I mean, it's really unacceptable when your own game, you know, we can see the third party, but your own games ain't working now. Like, come on. Like, really?
But, I got a little emergency where I got to go for a second.
Okay. All right. We can end it. We've been running long enough anyway.
We almost are. I mean, I can leave and come back.
No. You good. You good. We've been running long enough anyway. All right. Thanks for everybody for joining.
Well, you want to take a quick break and we can come back and finish it?
Nah, we
come back. We take a quick break. I mean,
we over 45 minutes anyway. We good.
But you know what? Well, I want to do something special, man. I want to maybe we put some more time. You know, I feel we've been not going fully. Maybe next week's episode we could do a big game of
I'm already ahead of you. Already invited. Let me see if they answer back. Infinite Journeys. I invited them on next week for our Game of the Year edition. Let's see.
That at least be something big, and I could put some more. I'm gonna put some more time into next year.
He answered
year,
me back.
Crazy year, but
Infinite Journeys just answered me back. He said a couple of things been going on, but he said they should be able to. So next week we should have a big Game of the Year episode. So bring your Game of the Year picks. You already know mine. So. hopefully by then I get a chance to actually play Ragnarok. I haven't even played Ragnarok yet. It's just sitting in there. I haven't even fired it up yet.
You know what? And for those people, I'm glad they could shut up finally about Protocol, about them God of War memes and Protocol. Looking at Kratos from behind.
Ain't none of that. ain't gonna be none of that. It's gonna come look like it's down about 2, maybe 3 games. That's probably it. But yeah, next week we're gonna have a hopefully everybody can get together and we'll have Infinite Journeys on Asher and Tony, and we'll have a big Game of the Year edition episode and everything that run a little longer. So, anyways, thanks everybody for listening, and everybody be well.